I don't really have a statement per se, other than to say that I'm thrilled to be here and excited for our coaches. I can't thank Coach Quinn enough for his leadership and all the coaches and players for everything they've done to support Coach Quinn and all of our coaches. And I'm excited for our family, not only my immediate family that's here, but the family of Atlanta. Our fans have been incredible. They've been incredibly supportive. And so as I'm happy for all of us collectively. And it's a special moment for me. We've never been to the Super Bowl under my ownership in 15 years. We've had this opportunity before in 2014. I see the mayor's here. I know he's equally excited to represent Atlanta and all of us. And our governor was with us today, and President Carter was with us today as well. So we're blessed and look forward to playing in Houston. Look forward to traveling there shortly. If any questions, one or two, I'll be happy to take them. Yes, Maria?
Yeah. From the time that you bought the Falcons,
yeah,
this is what you wanted to do. How
right.
symbolic is it, the last game in the Georgia,
yeah,
Georgia?
I think it's important. You know, I said this to my family, and I've said this to some of my very close friends, is that I think that's important symbolically. After 15 years and getting to this point, we're traveling to the Super Bowl again, second time in the history of the franchise, but what's equally important to me is that if you name a Falcon player, whether collectively or on a one-on-one basis, that you think has a lot of talent, you can look at players that are young. And so my goal was not only to win a championship, win a ring, get to the Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl, hopefully, and that's what we're participating in, but put us in a position as an organization where we can be a sustainably important team in the National Football League for a very long period of time. And one of the things I'm equally excited about for the team, for the coaches, for Atlanta, is that I think we're well positioned now to do that. And so I'm excited about today. Couldn't be more excited. I'll be terribly excited when we go to Houston. But I'm equally excited about the future, coming into a new stadium as well. So it's great. And Mark?
You were so close.
In 14? Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And then the team backslid.
Right.
And
right.
Did you ever think this wouldn't happen, or did you think it would happen this year?
Well, I can't say that I thought it was going to happen this year. I saw the moves that Coach Quinn and Thomas and Scott Pioli collectively were making. It was very clear to me that Coach Quinn, during the interview process we went through several years ago, and all of my meetings and time with him since, it was absolutely clear that he had a crystal clear vision as to what he wanted this team to look like. So free agencies, draft picks, undrafted players, every single selection that he and personnel made had an exact prescription that was being filled. And so there was no confusion in his mind, and therefore no confusion in the organization's mind, whether it be coaches or players, as to where we wanted to get to and how we're going to get there. And I think that's what's exciting when you have that kind of leader that has a vision and knows how to execute it and carry it out. So feel very blessed having Coach Quinn here.
As a long Atlanta resident, in addition to being Falcon,
right,
owner,
yeah. No, not really. I mean, you always have, you know, you have a question. I mean, people, you realize you get to this point, there are four teams that are playing. They're all extraordinarily talented, have great coaches, great players. You know, we all watched Aaron Rodgers a week ago and saw what he did at the end of the game with, you know, seemed like zero time on the clock. And he's capable of that. He's done that really throughout his career. So, you know, just as Ricardo said, the game ain't over till it's over, and halftime, three quarters, whatever it may be, until you have a W, you don't have a W. I've seen that in 15 years in my course of ownership. So,
you feel comfortable enough to start hugging people
with 2 minutes? I do, with the kind of lead we had then, particularly when they took out Aaron Rodgers. I looked over and they put a number 7. So, and I realized they were just going to run the clock out, and I felt, okay, finally, they clearly, I think there was a, you know, communication, mental connection between the coaches. I think everybody knew the game was over. And one of the things you worry about with these players is making sure they don't get hurt. Green Bay had a lot of injuries coming into the game. They played hard. They played tough. We had a fair amount of injuries. We basically were pretty healthy relative to Green Bay. And so I think it's important at that time when you get to that juncture in a game that you respect each other as athletes and as competitors and as coaches, and you do what you can to protect your players as well. And so I give both coaches credit for that.
Two more questions.
Sorry, Mark.
So does a day like today, do you feel like you justified going to the football team as opposed to the aquarium?
Well, the aquarium, my partner built it, is the largest aquarium in the United States, and it's incredibly successful, and our stadium next door will add to the great city of Atlanta. Our mayor has brought many, many attractions to Atlanta, and we're glad to be part of it, and glad we have a team that we have on the field and off the field that we're very proud of, both in terms of the way they play and in terms of the way they act, in terms of the way they give back to the community in a whole variety of ways. And we're as proud of the work we're doing in terms of the West Side, and that's a longer commitment, but we have that in our focus as well.
One more.
So.
Right.
Yes, sir. Where was my family? I was looking around looking for my family. I want all my family with me. I mean, we have a large family between my wife and I. We have 9 children and 5 grandchildren and one more coming. So I had a lot of people to look for, and I wanted to share that joy with all of my family. And it was a great joy to see our fans and just to see the joy. Hear their joy, see their joy, and really share it as an opportunity. So, to me, it's all about creating happiness for others, and that certainly includes my family, but includes all of Atlanta, which has been, great to me and my family since 1978. So,
thank you
all very much.